Well, it's been a huge week with Tanya and Steve, one in which started with a confession. These are my confessions. Here's Steve trying to tell Tanya something important about our team coffee order.
Every Monday, Wednesday.
Have you been getting free coffee?
No.
Oh.
I'd just like to point out, this is why Tanya would make a terrible priest. Because she never lets you confess. She wants to guess.
I do. I love it.
So it's
a guessing game.
Father, I must confess. I know what it is. Okay.
Can I have another go?
Oh, go on.
You haven't been getting me half strength.
Might be it.
I knew it because my heart palpitates and I can run a marathon. This is also like me setting you up on a date with someone and then not telling you that there's other bits involved.
I don't know, Tanya, if you can compare me giving you a full-strength coffee to me going to bed with a man.
Yep, so Steve and I obviously love our coffee, and we drink a lot of it, but Tanya only has a half-strength. And here's my confession. I order a full strength for Tanya too. But on Wednesday, when it was my turn to buy the coffees, I sucked up just a little bit.
Risey, I'm very happy with you because you videoed yourself getting coffee this morning and this is how it rolled.
I'll get three large coffees. I'll get one large flat white, one large cappuccino, and one large half strength cappuccino.
Oh.
Yes, thank you.
You're kidding.
No. Well done, Ryan.
Oh, I do that every time I go through the drive-thru, don't I, Steve?
Yeah.
I'm not winking at you.
Yeah, look, even Nicky passed him a tissue, he's got some brown stuff on his nose. Honestly.
Yeah, that's my Ryan.
Is it your Ryan?
Yeah.
Is it? I keep telling you, he's the one that gave me the idea.
I don't believe you.
Okay, I'll confess now, that is actually true.
You lost your position as second favourite so fast. Steve's my absolute favourite.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nicole's second favourite.
Oh, that was hard to say, wasn't it?
And Ryan, you're way down the bottom now.
Oh, but haven't you felt worse today because you've only had a half-strength cappuccino?
I felt a lot better. Nothing's tingling. My teeth aren't chattering. My heart is in its chest.
Neil, it might be good for you, but we're bored. It's much funnier the other way.
Weekend, Tanya and Steve are up for a radio award.
Tanya and I are nominated for Best Breakfast Show in the Universe.
Yeah, you are.
Is it Universe, is it?
That's what I believe.
Okay, I thought it was just World.
No, Universe.
Okay, it's either that category or Best On-Air Radio Show in Australia. One of those, but that's beside the point. What are the guys going to wear to radio's Night of Nights in Brisbane?
Normally I listen to EP, Nikki and Tanya, like girls, talk with the dresses and this and that. Yeah. My eyes are rolling. This year, obviously the pair of them are over it.
Because
it's
very
like, Tanya
so.
Went, oh, I found this in my cupboard, I'll wear that. Nick said, yeah, I'm just wearing my mum's dress. I'm like,
so true.
Wow, quite lucky
self.
Me.
All true.
Come over here, babe. Escort me into the Acras.
Having said that, my dress is completely see-through from top to bottom.
Nick, a few paces behind.
There's no business like show business.
Every morning at 7 o'clock, we give you the chance to win a grand with Tanya and Steve's $1,000 Minute. And on Tuesday, we loved our guest who had a crack.
All right, here we go. Darren at New Lambton, are you ready for a grand?
Write the check, Stevie.
You sound confident, Darren.
Yeah.
He did sound confident, and you know what? I didn't think he could get any more relaxed until I heard him answer this question.
Crohn's disease primarily affects which part of the body, the eyes or the bowel?
Your clacker.
Yep, Darren did just say clacker. A word Steve and I thought was done and dusted. Never, ever used until Tanya, a couple of minutes later, admitted this.
I use clacker quite a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How?
Just at home.
But on your own?
Well, no. I asked Mike to, you know, press my clacker. It's a massage technique, all right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Press and my clacker.
I grew up with clacker. Mum and Dad always use clacker, so clacker to me hasn't gone away.
Do you reckon,
what?
If you give it some thought, you could say clacker one more time?
Hey, that's a really good point. Let's quickly count how many times in 30 seconds Tanya just used the word clacker.
I use clacker quite a lot, or their clacker. I asked Mike to, you know, press my clacker. I grew up with clacker. Mum and Dad always use clacker, so clacker to me hasn't gone away. Clacker, clacker, clacker. Press my clacker. I grew up with clacker.
You know what I love? A good social observation between men and women. And this week, Steve shared one with Tanya.
You know how the interest rates are dropping and they're even talking about an all-time low?
Yes.
Well, here's another thing that's dropped. A study taken in 2014 found that men were only able to listen to their partners for 6 minutes before tuning out.
Hmm.
That's down to about three now, right? Don't you reckon?
Oh, yeah.
Tops.
Maybe even two minutes.
I think even 2 minutes is generous. I think the longer you've been with someone, the less their attention to you happens. Don't you think?
What? Yeah. What was that, mate?
Right. Play a song.
And finally, this week, Tanya and Steve were talking vintage toys that are now worth a fortune.
A rainbow bright doll from 1980. They're up to about $650.
Did you have one of those?
No.
Did you have a Polly Pocket?
Listen, rub it in. You know I had a Miss Colleen doll, which was the poor knockoff from Coles.
Oh. She's a
A pour-off.
Miss Colleen had a denim miniskirt, thongs and a tat.
She did. And a packet of, you know what, shoved up a singlet top.
Yeah, I'd probably reiterate, say cigarettes.
Oh. Yeah, thank you. I didn't think you were allowed to say that on the radio anymore.
Probably not, but it's better than the other version. Hello, Miss Colleen. Bit cranky this week, are you?
And that was right. Rewind.
Tradies, save more with Matthews Metal Management. Competitive prices for copper, brass and aluminium.
So Newcastle, Tanya and Steve for breakfast.